traditional country locations can now be officially added to addresses on Australia Post envelopes. The idea first gained traction last year when a Gomeroi woman asked Australia Post to allow people to acknowledge the owners of the land that they were sending a parcel to in the address. And to mark NAIDOC Week, the organisation has launched new postal packaging that, along with the standard address information, there is a dedicated space for the inclusion of traditional place names and an acknowledgement of country on the new labels. Chris Heelan is the National Indigenous Manager at Australia Post. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
You're in Melbourne, part of the East Kulin Nation this morning. What's prompted this change in address labelling at Australia Post?
Yeah, first off, it was from one of our customers, Rachel McPhail. I mean, she had an amazing response to an online campaign, really encouraging, customers and fellow Australians really to hop on board and acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander country, and that came across to us, and it was an amazing response by community, and something that we really immensely proud that we could work with Rachel in partnership, and as you say, 12 months on. And announce some new packaging products that our customers can appropriately acknowledge country.
This would have to be one of the biggest shifts in addressing since postcodes got introduced to Australia, I guess.
I'm Aboriginal man myself, and to have a small play to pay in something so profound, and I believe it's a massive opportunity, not only for Australia Post, but I think for all Australians, really, to set something so simple, something so quick, that you can really authentically acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander country.
Chris, how will people be able to find out the correct name if they want to fill in the traditional country address label? Where do they get that information from?
Yeah, so if customers want to head to our website, so auspost.com.au, and there's some guidelines on our website in regards to letters and parcels and some of our addressing guidelines. So we provide advice to our customers there, and there's a range of references. Our access map, and we acknowledge it's an old map and it has some limitations, but we encourage our customers to access iAccess and then to really proactively engage their local Aboriginal Lands Councils and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Cultural Centres, and just really start really small steps. It's an opportunity for self-reflection, for a bit of personal research, to go out and engage with their communities.
And launching it during NAIDOC Week also highlights the significance of the shift too.
Absolutely, yeah. We've made, for this year, for NAIDOC, for Australia Post, it's one of significant focuses for this year for us. And I think, considering the theme for this year for NAIDOC, and I think, the ability for us to go live with this campaign, it's a permanent change for us. As I said, I'm immensely proud.
And Australia Post is also jazzing up some of its traditional red post boxes with something special. There's designs by Marcus Lee, who's Darwin-based but descended from the Gurradjuri people south of Broome. Describe what's happening.
Look, amazing. The post office boxes and the express posters boxes, the yellow ones, started a campaign. There's one in Bourke Street in Melbourne, and soon to be in Sydney and Darwin, and in Perth and Brisbane as well. And look, they look amazing. And yeah, to work with Marcus Lee, we've been working with Marcus Lee for a number of years, and to have his design on our post boxes is amazing for him, and it's amazing for us to continue that strong partnership with Marcus Lee.
It's an important corporate step for an organisation like Australia Post to so formally recognise traditional Aboriginal countries. Do you think it also sets a bit of an example for other smaller businesses or other bigger corporations to do more publicly?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've had a number of businesses and organisations of Post Australia Post really encouraging us and really recognising the response that that we've made as an organisation. We're working with a number of our business customers. They too, want to support the campaign and allow their customers to appropriately acknowledge traditional place names, in their packaging and the products that they send across the country to them. So, we're currently working on a solution for our business customers as well. So that's really, I think that's, again, just responding to our business customers and continuing to work with community.
It's been good to speak with you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Heelan, the National Indigenous Manager at Australia Post. And you can now include the traditional country on a parcel label or a particular envelope that you're buying. You can check out the correct names that you'd like to send the parcel to, or include your own on the sender's address at the back. You can go to Australia Post website for more details.